Welcome to the EFL Pod Blog with Chris and Sue. Join us at www.eflpodblog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.
Hi, now I know that you're a big traveller and you've been all over the world, really. And how do you travel? What's your preferred way to travel and stay in places?
Usually what I try to do is couch surfing.
Couch surfing? What is that?
Couch surfing is sleeping at some people's place.
Yeah.
For free.
Yes.
Some people who offer to host you.
Yeah, and a couch. What's a couch then?
A couch is a sofa.
It's a sofa. So you sleep on someone's sofa for free. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how do you do this? I mean, can you talk us through step by step? How do you get in touch with these people?
First, you have to hear about couchsurfing, and then you can check their websites on couchsurfing.org.
Okay, there's a real website on this.
Yeah, this is a platform where you can create an account there and fill in your profile. And when you want to travel somewhere, you just enter the place you want to go. For example, if you want to travel to Montenegro,
yes.
In Podgorica.
Yes. Sorry, where did you say?
Podgorica.
Okay, yes.
The capital of Montenegro.
Yes, I have to say that you're wearing a t-shirt with its name on.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so you type Podgorica and you search for it.
Yes.
The website will give you everybody who can host you in Podgorica.
Okay. Uh-huh. That's good. And have you had some good experiences of this?
Yeah, well, I have to say all the experiences are very good.
Yes.
Because you meet some people you would not have met.
Mm.
But the best experiences I had was where I hosted some people.
Oh, so you host people that come to sleep on your couch?
Yes, definitely.
And is it really a couch they sleep on? Or
a couch or a bed.
Oh, a bed. Oh, that's, yes.
How do you call
that's
it?
Luxury, a bed.
Convertible.
A convertible bed, okay, yeah. Okay, so these were your best experiences. So could you tell us a bit more about the best ones?
Yeah, the first one was great. Mm. I hosted for the first time two Lithuanian girls.
Yes.
They sent me a mail like a week ahead. Okay, we are two Lithuanian girls coming to visit Paris.
Yes.
At the time I was living in Paris.
Yeah.
Could you host us? I said, yeah, no problem. Please, it's the first time I'm hosting people. I'm very excited coming. And two days later, they sent me another mail. Finally, we're going to be four.
Oh, so you had four girls.
So is it okay for you?
I can see why this is one of your best experiences, Charles.
Yes, I say, okay, four boys. It's doable.
Yes,
we can arrange something.
Yes.
We'll find a place. And
I was going to say, so did you have four couches?
No, I got only, at the time I had two couches.
Okay.
And the day before they came, they said, okay, one of our friends needs some accommodation urgently. Can you host her?
Yeah.
So you're going to be five. Yeah, we're going to be five.
Okay. So I suppose you had parties and great
we
things.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
We visited Paris together.
Yeah. Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
So on the flip side, what about the worst experience you've had? Because you have to be quite daring to do this, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, get out of your comfort zone a bit.
Yeah, you never know the people where you're going.
Mm.
And the worst experience was in Hanoi when I was traveling with my brother.
And was it because of your brother?
It was not because of my brother, of course.
No.
But we found someone to a Vietnamese guy, young guy from Hanoi, to host us for a few days. And we had an appointment to get there. And we arrived like 4 hours late at the appointment.
Mm.
And obviously he was not waiting for us.
Yes.
It was in a remote suburb of Hanoi.
Yes.
And it was already night. It was 9 in the afternoon, 9 p.m.
Yeah, in the evening.
In the evening. So we couldn't find the guy. We didn't have the address. So we figured out, okay, we have to find a hotel. So we went to the first hotel we find. We enter, and at the reception, on the counter, we wanted to check the prices. And it was not per night, but it was per hour.
Oh, Charles!
So I said to my brother, I think it's not a hotel when you need to sleep.
Yes, okay. So, to cut a long story short, did you find this guy in the end?
At this point, the guy arrived in the hotel.
Oh, okay.
And say, oh, Charles and Emilia, is it you? Yeah, okay, I just saw two backpacks going in that shitty hotel.
Okay.
So here I am, come in. So we went to the place and we had a talk with his father, and his father didn't want to host us
oh, no.
because we were French. And in Vietnam, some of them don't like French people.
Yeah.
So we got kicked out.
Oh my goodness. So did you eventually find a hotel where you could rent for the night?
Yeah, Dung, the Vietnamese guy, Dung, he took us on his motorbike to city center.
Yeah.
And he helped us find a proper hotel for the night.
Right. Fantastic. So Charles, I imagine for that you've got to be, when you do couch surfing, you have to be quite open-minded.
When you do couch surfing, you want to discover another culture. You want to meet people.
Mm. Not just stay in a kind of a sterile hotel.
You will meet people and you will get out of your comfort zone, of course.
Yes. Well, it sounds a fantastic way to travel. I'm not quite sure it's really my cup of tea, Charles. But thank you very much for telling us about that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again on www.eflpoplog.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes.